What is up, everybody? Episode 155 of J5 getting live here on NCAA Tournament Thursday, better known as March Madness. No recap of New York sports this week. I think, next week we got opening day. We got to focus on that. That'll be a next week thing. We'll talk about the baseball, try to get Ants in on. Life has just been crazy for me personally, so that's why that hasn't happened yet, but we'll make it happen. And really today, all I want to do is focus on the tournament. So let's do that. Listen, at the end of the day, here's what I think. I think it's UConn's world and everybody else is just living in it. Obviously, the beautiful thing about March is you take it one game at a time and you just prepare and hope for the best. I think that, the bracket is set up for UConn to make another run. Danny Hurley, the Huskies, the whole thing, the way they play tenacious, they play intense defense, I should say, and they play really well all over. They always make the right play. They're always looking to blow teams out. March is tough, but they have the setup to do it. Another team that could give them a hard time is Houston. If Houston gets to the Final Four, obviously another one seed. If Houston gets the championship game, really like North Carolina. Obviously, it's not shocking because they're a one seed. But, if they play Arizona, we'll see what happens. And if that's the Elite Eight matchup, I don't trust Arizona that much. So not too high on them. And then my surprise team or my team to look out for is Oregon. I think that Dana Altman is going to get his guys up to play. He typically does in March. And the other thing that you got to watch with them is they're finally getting healthy. They've played really well down the stretch of the season. They just beat Arizona last week. So, you watch that. You look for teams that are hot and getting hot. Obviously, there's going to be some upsets. There's some fun stories. Maybe it's McNeese State. Maybe it's Samford against Kansas, a banged-up Kansas team. So we'll see, right? But that's what this tournament is all about. So with that being said, let's get to the picks for today and tomorrow. I'll dive in. I'll give those to you right now. So, game number one, Michigan State, Mississippi State, opening game of the tournament. I like Michigan State here. Izzo, March, the whole thing. They haven't played well all year, but I think that, he typically finds something in March, him and his teams. So I like Michigan State today in the early game. Next, Oregon, South Carolina. Like I said, I like Oregon to make a run. I think there's a chance they could get to a Sweet 16, Elite Eight, Final Four. I like them. I like the Ducks. I think the Ducks win today, and they win big. So I like them plus the 1.5. Texas playing later tonight. They're a 7 seed. They've played well this year. I like them minus the 2.5. I think they're going to play intense defense. They're going to find a way to win this game going away. Next, Texas Tech playing NC State. NC State, the darlings of March, found a way to make it to the tournament, having no right to get there. They're going to get clobbered tonight. I think they get run out of the building in a big way. I like NC State, minus the 4.5. So we'll see how that shakes out. And then finally, tonight, the late game. I like Drake, minus the 1.5. They've come on here to end the year. They won the MVC. They've played well. I just think that they have a chance to really get it going here against Washington State. So to recap, Michigan State, minus the 1.5 against Mississippi State. Oregon, minus the 1.5 against South Carolina. Texas, minus 2.5 against Colorado State. Texas Tech, minus 4.5 against NC State. And Drake, minus 1.5 against Washington State. So that's the J55 for Thursday. Now, for Friday, let's go. Game number one, opening game again. I like Northwestern plus the 2.5. I like them outright here. I know FAU is like the story. they're the darlings. People like that they made the Final Four run last year. Listen, that's all well and good. But at the end of the day, here's the thing. Northwestern, coached by Chris Collins, they're gonna have a setup here. He's taken them to the tournament a couple years in a row now. They're going to find a way to win this game, or at least be in it until the very end. So I like them plus the 2.5. Next, game number two. I like UConn against Stetson. No surprise, 26.5. Big, big spread. I like the Huskies, though. I just think that, you know, Danny Hurley's going to get them up for this game. There's a chance they win this game by 40, 50, whatever. So I like UConn minus the 26.5. Next, I like Florida minus 1.5 against Colorado. I don't like Pac-12 teams. I love SEC teams. I just think that Florida has played, they played well for the last like month. And I think that they, again, are set up to, you know, at least win around one game. They could probably win around two game if they get the right draw on the two line in the next round. But I like them. And then finally, the last two games, I like Duke minus the 12.5 against Vermont. Listen, the Catamounts, no joke. They're going to give you a game. But Duke in Brooklyn, they're going to have that Northeast crowd. They get the night slot, which they always like. And they're going to find a way to roll in this game. And then last, but certainly not least, one of my Final Four teams, I like Houston in a big way tomorrow. And I like them minus the 23.5. So, to recap, for tomorrow, Friday, game number one, Northwestern plus the 2.5. Game number two, UConn minus 26.5. Florida minus 1.5. Duke minus 11.5. And Houston minus 23.5. So that's the J55 for Friday in the NCAA tournament. So those are the picks Thursday, Friday. I'll be back Saturday to give you Saturday, Sunday picks. And we'll take it from there. But everybody, have a great weekend. Great March Madness. Like, subscribe to the podcast. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at JOHNMURACHANIAN. Follow me on TikTok, J, the number 5, GETTINLIVE. All right, guys, J5 out.